Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the Life Investigated Podcast today on March the 27th, 2024. I want to talk to you about some impending issues that I believe we need to be prepared for, things that are upon my heart. And first thing, and I have some scripture reference for you today also in Luke chapter 21. Of course, first and foremost, this morning, we all are probably aware of the key bridge collapse in Baltimore day before yesterday, and where the shipping container or ship ran into it and collapsed it. Probably, according to them accounts so far, it was a power failure, which affected the steering of the ship, which from looking at some of the pictures, it does appear there was a power failure. This investigation is really not truthfully begun in depth too much at this point. I'm sure they're still trying to recover the folks that lost their life there. And of course, we want to remember those families. You know, a man gets up and in the middle of the night and goes to work and working on road construction, that man wants a better life. So, and he's trying to provide a better life for his family. So we need to have the right kind of compassion, and we need to pray for the families. That's a terrible tragedy, either way you look at it. But like I said, these people that have probably lost their lives, you know, were apparently trying to do the right thing. Man that gets up and goes to work, generally speaking, he's trying to do as good as he can in life. So we want to pray for the families, and we want to pray for the officials that are trying to recover their bodies, and hopefully that can be done in a expeditious fashion. And now, whether or not this could have been a potential act of terrorism, who knows? They're claiming that it doesn't appear that way to start with. It looks like mechanical failure. But mechanical failure can be caused by acts of terrorism. So we have to be cautious about this and be thinking about our homeland security and our infrastructure issues at the same time. But where I really want to go with this is the cost. First of all, the major disruption this is going to cause to people's lives outside of those families that have lost their loved ones. Pretty much people worldwide will be affected by this collapse of this bridge, and for quite some time. And it's going to be expensive, probably by the time this bridge is rebuilt, probably, my guess is, in the billions of dollars. Not sure where all that money will come from, since we as a nation, due to the excessive and the just nonsense spending that the Democrats do, and that government just does in general, the Democrats are in control, and they're certainly spending as fast and furious as they can. But our federal government has been wasteful for many years, no matter what organization has had control of the votes. So we've got a corrupt government, period, and it's really corrupt right now. But nevertheless, we're broke, and I don't know where the money's going to come from, but this is going to affect people's lives for quite some time, both commercially, the shipping lanes, the infrastructure issues, and the rebuilding issues. So one catastrophe, much destruction, much cost, much disruption. What about numerous catastrophes all at one time? Now, last couple of podcasts, I've been telling you, I've been trying to talk to you about the potential electronic telecommunication issues that I believe we're going to experience more and more. You know, I've talked to you before about our enemy, China, owning so much of America's commercial farmland and processing plants now, how we can expect to see issues with food shortages in this country. Because they will either use our food as a weapon against us, or they will take that food to feed their own armies. They won't worry so much about feeding the general population as they will feeding their armies, because China will be an end time player and their military will be an end time pawn for the Antichrist, leading up to total chaos before Jesus Christ himself returns. And then now we have a sign in heaven once again, the total eclipse that's coming next month in April. And God speaks of signs in the heavens. And we've had quite a few numerous signs in the last, 10, 15 years. We keep seeing things happen. And if we really look at these, especially these blood moons, these eclipses and different things that are happening, we can see either in conjunction with or shortly after, it seems like there's always some level of destruction coming. Now, the ancient astronomers understood this better than even, I believe, the modern astronomers do. And they certainly looked at it in the context. See, the devil's demented and diminished the indicators in the heavens that God gives his people and took them for falseness, like astrology and, the horoscopes and things like that. All of that stuff is satanic. But there is a such thing as looking truly into the stars and seeing into the heavens and being able to interpret things that God is doing in the universe. And especially since God gave us word in the Bible to tell us about certain things to look for and to anticipate. So we're having a total eclipse next month. So I want to read to you. And we've had many in my lifetime, and I'm still here, but I believe collectively they all mean something. So in Luke chapter 21, in verse 10, and this is the New Living Translation, then he added, nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and plagues in many lands, and there will be terrifying things and great miracles, signs from heaven. Now, earthquakes has always been an issue, and they will continue to be an issue. But if you notice here in the book of Luke, it is described as great earthquakes. Well, what's a great earthquake? A great earthquake is something that's of the magnitude, probably, probably 7 points. On up on the Richter scale, I would think would be considered a great magnitude or a great destructive, potentially earthquakes. And we've seen numerous earthquakes, and we've seen many small earthquakes. But northwest part of America, Washington State, Oregon, they've been experiencing just one small earthquake right after the other, boom, 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 boom. Sometimes I think I read an article last week where they're recording 100, 200 earthquakes up in there a day, which are minimal, but we see the earth shaking. And then as I was meditating this morning on this and thinking about this, I was doing some research and I came across this article from January of this year, January 2024. U.S. officials warn nearly 75% of America is at risk of earthquakes after uncovering hundreds more fault lines throughout the nation. So now what they're saying is, at least in this article and what the U.S. Geological Survey says, that they now, since 2018, with the new fault lines that they have discovered in America, they're saying there are near or about 1,000 faults in America. And, as obviously that's where the earth is at its weakest points, and that's where it's likely to collapse and shatter the earth itself. Now, we all know about California. I mean, unless you're just very young and you've not paid any attention to any of this stuff, but my age group, we we've said for years, you know, when is California going to fall off into the Pacific Ocean? And if you look at the map that this article has that I've got in front of me, the entire most of California is a fault line and is in red, for a deep red, for the highest hazard of great earthquakes. But ironically, a couple of things I want to point out. I looked at the map of where the total eclipse in April is going to be in its fullness at, coming up from Mexico through the U.S. and through Texas and getting up into Oklahoma, Illinois, and things like that. And of course, there's a major fault line through there too, and through Oklahoma and different places. But and how the eclipse is going to go up through Illinois, Ohio, and on up, as far as where you can see it, that it was going to be in its fullness. But then I look at this map of these fault lines and these potential earthquakes. Now, the U.S. Geological Survey, if I'm understanding what they're saying right, they're saying from now to the next 100 years. They're not saying next week, or they are not saying with the eclipse. I'm saying God says he gives us signs in heaven. He gives us signs to look at as we are, for the purpose of knowing that we are nearing the end of a dispensation of time that we have been so accustomed to in modern history, this dispensation of the time of grace. And during the time of grace, we have, many of us have had good lives. Not everybody's life's been a tiptoe to the tulip, but we've had decent lives. We the modern society that we are in now, we have become soft and we have become accustomed to living a good life. And now when we see disruptions, we like go crazy in this country, right? Just like this disruption of this shipping line. Now this bridge collapse is going to cause disruption in everyone's daily lives. To some extent, we will either see shortages of products because we import so much stuff that we use. We'll see shortages of products that we use. We'll see higher prices, or we may see that we don't have products available to us, or it's taking longer to get them to us, et cetera, et cetera. And because we're so, I'm just going to say, sissified in this country, and we're so spoiled, you know, a lot of people will make a big deal out of that. But when it gets to the point, you know, we had the shipping blockade or backup, right, not long after Biden took office in the ports with different issues we were having and the disruptions. You couldn't get baby formula, you couldn't get this, couldn't get that. Now we're starting to talk about more serious stuff. But what's it going to do when we have numerous disruptions to our modern society through natural catastrophes at one time? Are you prepared for it? Are you prepared for it? So, because we are living in the season of the birth pains of the end time, and that's what in Matthew and Luke, Jesus was talking about as we're coming down through this channel, this birthing channel, to the time period that time will change from a dispensation of grace to a dispensation of judgment. As we are progressing towards that and towards the return to the final return of Christ to set up his kingdom here, to the final battle with Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet that will encompass this world. He's telling us he's through many different ways, through the Bible and through obvious things that we can see and even give some credence to what we feel in our heart, what the Spirit of God's talking, and what the Bible is saying, and what we are seeing in real time. We should be giving credence to all that to know that we're getting ready to experience changes. Now, ultimately, Christians believe that they'll be, a lot of Christians believe that they'll either be raptured out before it gets to the extreme part of the tribulation time, and or that God will just put them essentially in his protective bubble, that although there will be hardships, there will be survivability to certain points, and that eventually we'll be with God because of our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, where we have come to him, changed our nasty ways, repented, and we've come to him, and we're progressing as hard as we can. We pursue after God, and we make mistakes along that journey. But God loves us, so we know that's where grace, but there's a time when judgment's coming. So as I look at this map, I find it what the U.S. Geological Survey says, looking at this map at some of the highest hazard areas from now through the next 100 years, and it may be 100 years before Jesus comes. It may, but I personally don't feel that, but it's not for me to know. And he said that in his word. But I know there's great disruptions coming. I feel that not only in my spirit, I can intellectualize that through studies, through things that's going on, through scientific studies, and make that comparison with the Word of God. And I know there is something happening that's unusual, and it's not going to be good. Okay. But I look at some of these areas that the U.S. Geological Survey said. I look at one hot spot, and that's in South Carolina. It's on coastal and some a little bit inland South Carolina. It looks like it goes maybe from around Charleston, South Carolina, up to probably Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach. That area is in high risk. Then I look at another high risk zone in East Tennessee and southern western North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains there. And then in western Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, all up through there, Illinois, Indiana, there's a huge red spot. I mean, it goes for thousands and thousands of miles, which the U.S. Geological Survey is saying this is a hazardous, extreme hazardous area. There's a hazardous area in northeastern Virginia, up closer to the Chesapeake, Potomac, up closer to D.C. There's an extreme area there. And of course, like I said, California is almost all red. Montana, Nevada, on through there. There's several places. But the one intense place that I see on this map is, oddly enough, through western Tennessee, Louisiana, coming out of in Arkansas and through there, Chicago and Indiana. Major, major area. They're predicting major earthquakes and destructive earthquakes sometime in the next 100 years. And ironically, that's almost the exact path this full solar eclipse is following this time. May just be the way it is, but I don't think so. I think it's an indicator. So here's the deal. We can look at these signs in heaven, and if we study back, we will see catastrophes happening either in conjunction with or shortly thereafter. And those catastrophes, folks, which are going to be what we call natural. They're going to be earthquakes, tornadoes, high wind storms, derechos. I feel like there's going to be some derechos, those straight line winds, extreme winds coming out of this as a byproduct of this somewhere along the line. But either way, what do? They disrupt our life and they cause pain, hurting, suffering, and that's what judgment does. And we know that judgment is coming. We know in America that we have sinned as a nation. We're not the only nation that's sinned. That's why judgment will come upon the world, not just America. I can only speak to America. We know we've sinned, and we know we're doing things wrong. But the big issue is we don't repent of that. We have no sorrow in our hearts, generally speaking, as a nation. And we have no desire to turn away from the things that are wrong. That's obvious every single day when you turn the news on or read a newspaper or read your news from your smartphone. Anybody should be able to see with any reasonable ability to think things out. You should be able to see that our pathways, it's not because of a high moral ground that I'm standing on. It's just because of what is normal, what God has outlined. And even if we didn't go by what God has outlined in his word was what was acceptable and moral, most people still know that. But we still turn a blind eye to what's right and what's wrong for the convenience, mostly of our lifestyles. We don't want our lifestyles disrupted in any manner. We want to be able to go to the grocery store and make a selection of food, even though we're paying astronomical prices. And some of us are, it's really cutting into your bank accounts. But you want to know that you can go to that grocery store and buy whatever, or go to that restaurant and buy whatever you want to eat. And you don't like that disrupted. Well, neither do I. Who would? That's what we are accustomed to. But I'm telling you, folks, we need to be planning for this, because this is coming and you're going to see greater pockets of the disruptive and great damage and toil and suffering. You're going to see pockets of that as you lead up to an actual time of judgment, which in the Bible is referred, that actual full time of judgment is called the tribulation period. And we are headed that way, my friends. What can you do? Here again. So you see what one catastrophe, a man-made catastrophe, can do to an area and to a nation and really to a world with this bridge collapse. Just imagine if you had 5 major earthquakes in a row in this nation. Now, other countries have already been suffering some major earthquakes that were already third world countries. So nobody really that's terrible. Let's send some aid in. Let's send some aid workers. Let's throw some money at it. But nobody really thinks about it. But you're going to think about it when it hits the homeland here. So what can you do? Number one, you should always be meditating and seeking the counsel of God. Period. No, that should be the number one thing. You should sit down and have a conversation with God and say, what's going on and what do I need to do? And God, if your faith is weak, you just need to acknowledge that before God. So my faith is weak. I'm not even sure you can protect me through this. He can, and he will reassure you. I'm convinced of that. But nevertheless, that's number one. Number two, immediately behind that, you need to make your physical preparations. You're going to see communication issues. You're going to see banking issues. You're going to see internet issues, phone issues, et cetera. And we are in a communication society. So you need to start thinking about that. How am I going to communicate? How is my family going to function? Number two, again, I'm not predicting the doomsday, but what I'm saying is always keep on hand non-perishable foods. I mean, you can live off of canned green beans and canned peas and some canned corned beef and canned beef and canned chicken. It's all good. I mean, you can. So keep your non-perishables. Don't worry about the food you can put in the freezer so much. It's nice to have food in the freezer. But if you have a total infrastructure breakdown through earthquakes, tornadoes, derechos, disruption in shipping channels, disruption. What if let's say the roads, the interstate highways are broken up and your truckers can't get, and your railroads are disrupted and your rail lines and your transportation lines cannot get food to different parts of the country because most of us don't farm anymore. What are you going to do? And you know how people panic. You know how you've panicked before. What are you going to do? Well, the panic won't set in so easy if you have some preparation. Make sure you've got some non-perishable foods for you and your family. I would say right now, I would have a minimum of 6 weeks worth that I knew I could survive, okay? I'm not talking about eating like a king every day during these times of great destruction and disruption. I'm talking about survivability now. You got to have water. You got to have water more than you do food. So what if your public water systems are disrupted? What if through an earthquake or something like that, your pipelines are busted up and the pumping stations are busted up and destroyed? What are you going to do? You know, get you some water filtration systems, learn how to catch rainwater, store you up some bottles of water or jugs of water. start figuring out at least keep some on hand to where you don't immediately start dehydrating and your body starts shutting down on you. So try to have fluid water is what you need. You don't need soft drinks during this time period. You need water. You don't need tea. Tea is a dehydrator. You need water. You don't need alcohol. Alcohol is a dehydrator. You need water stored up. Food, water, and of course, you need a way to cook it, most of it. Some of it you can is ready to eat. So if you've got propane grills, get you some extra tank of propane or two. If you got charcoal grill, go buy you some extra charcoal. If you've got a fire pit that you can cook on outside, then cut you up some dry wood and keep the wood dry. And of course, you got to have shelter of some kind. What would you do if your house is in an earthquake? And there, let's say there's 5 major earthquakes in this country at a time, and all the government is non-functional now. So just imagine what it would be then. Don't expect them to come in, FEMA to come in with immediate housing for you, especially if you're in remote areas. I don't really care about you anyway. So, what if your house is an earthquake and it cracks open? What are you going to do? What sheltering opportunities do you have? So if you've got food, you got water, do you have a camper? Do you have a tent you can put up or some kind of temporary shelter that you can fend for yourself? I mean, you can live in a tent. Might get a little uncomfortable, but you can live in a tent. Okay? You can survive. But the reason people aren't going to survive is nobody will listen, nobody will take it serious, and nobody will put forth the efforts to take care of themselves because we've become so dependent and lazy upon the government or somebody else watching out for us. My friends, nobody owes you anything. Frankly, the government doesn't owe you anything. The church doesn't owe you anything. Your neighbors don't owe you anything. You owe it to yourself to be prepared, to be ready for anything that life may bring at you to the best of your ability. That's all you can do. Share this with somebody. I know I'm not a major influencer or whatever they call it. I know I'm not a major personality. I have nothing but my life experiences and my walk with God and my time in public safety to relay this information to you based upon what Holy Spirit puts in my heart to say to people. That's all I have, but I believe it's pertinent. This thing is over Facebook, it's over YouTube, it's over Twitter, and then my own podcast channel on StreamYard. And I've got another one, lifeinvestigated.com. I haven't been posting these things on it, but I will. There's a way for you to share with people. I don't care how many followers I have, and I'm not asking money from anyone. I just want people to do a better job because it's what's in my heart. Of being prepared. That's all I'm asking. So share it. Share it with somebody and let's do our best to be prepared. I'll see you next time.